about, I'm sorry, my voice didn't carry too much. I was asked to speak about the inyanim of Kiddushin, Ksuba, Siddur Kiddushin. So we'll try to go lefi haseder, because we'll leave the Ksuba to the end, even though it usually comes first. Try to go through the various stages of the Kiddushin and Nisuin. So Kayadua, there is Kiddushin, and there is Nisuin. Kiddushin, the Isha Miskadesh, is Bekesu, Bishtar, Rubia. The Kesu, the Womakadesh, the Isha, under the Chuppah, is with the ring. That is Shavu Kesef, and that's what the Kiddushin is Chal. The Nisuin, there are various Shittas in Rishonim what Nisuin is. The Rambam says that Nisuin is what we call the Yichud room, where a person is Misyachid Ish V'Ishtoy. That's what Nisuin is. If you look in the Torah, and the Prisha talks about it, the Yisoid of Nisuin is really being under a designated area, L'Shem Nisuin, and that's what we call the Chuppah. The Chuppah, that's a designated area where there's a Chas and a Kala sitting, L'Shem Nisuin, that is the Nisuin. The Goyin in Shulchan Aruch writes that really, the Yisoid of the Nisuin is not that. So they used to get married in the Chotzer of the Beis HaKnesses. Kayadua, the Ramos says you should get married outside, not inside. Tachas Kippus HaShamayim. They used to get married in the Chotzer of the Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses belonged to all the people of the Kehillah. The Rishonim in Baal Basra say that you can be kind of kinyan chotzer in the seat that you have in the shul. Today it doesn't work exactly like that, but Amol, every person owned a seat, and the Yashin that to his son, the Imamish, it belonged to him. So the chotzer was the chatzar shutfin. So Mimela, by being in the chotzer, that is a kinesa lebesoy, and that is the nisuin. The chup itself, the going to is not really important, it's just a part of the simcha, but the ikar is just the mokim, that the mokim is the chatzar beis haknesses, and that's considered the bias. The Nechelkas Mechoykik and Beis Shmuel, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down also, they say that Nisuin is lav dafka, what we call technically a yichud, which means a yichud is a place where a man and a woman are together, that no one could come in with somebody who'd be over the Issa Yichud, and the Mela through that Yichud, the Nisuin is Chal. They say it's Lav Dafka, a Yichud. We call a Yichud with a locked door, which means they should eat and drink and act as husband and wife. A man and a woman privately don't eat together, so they're acting as husband and wife by eating together in a Mokum Tsunua, even if the door would be not locked, it wouldn't be in a muck, and it would be considered a yichud, that would be the nisuin. The Ramah brings a shita that kisui harosh behinum, that is the nisuin, which would be what we call the badekin, that would be, according to the Ramah, one day in the Ramah, would be the nisuin. So the possibilities in nisuin we have are the badekin, the chuppah, itself, according to the Torah, the Yichud room with one of two possibilities. Either because the Yichud room is an emes Yichud with a locked door, or no, it's because the Chas and the Kal are there, they're eating together, b'mokum tzonua, and acting as Ish v'Ishtoy, that would make it into the Nisuin. Now, Lemay Nafkamina Lemaisa, what Nisuin is, so there are a few things. One thing is, Nisuin needs das. Requires das, which means you need to know that you're doing the Nisuin. If you don't know you're doing the Nisuin, so then possibly you don't have das. Now, it's poshut that a chassan and kala in general having das to get married. But kipshuta, you need to know in each stage what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, you think it's tam garnish now, so then could be that it's not chal. So they need to know what it is. It could be it is chal. If a person has in mind for one kinyan, it does a different kinyan, it's a whole shaylan rishayinim, it's not exactly a kinyan, it's a nisuin, it's something different. But yiyeh shiyeh, definitely l'chadchila, you're supposed to know what you're doing and understand this. So therefore, it really, what every chasen and kala is supposed to know what the stages of Nisuin are. They don't need to know the lamdas. Is it according to the Rambam a Yichud, or it's a Yichud according to other Rishayim, that it's only a Mokum Tzanua? They don't need to know that. But they need to know that the Badekin might be a Nisuin, under the Chuppah might be a Nisuin, or the Yichud room, that might be the Nisuin. So the first thing you need is Das. That goes on the Chassan and the Kala for Shteitzach, because they're both being noise. Now the second possible nafkamina lemaisa is the shayla zazoy. If yichud is kisi harosh behinoma, fine. But if yichud, if nisuin is kinisa lebeisoy, which means she machnisa lebeisoy, it's a loshna ranik subis, he's bringing her into his house, which means kiddushin is just a kinyan. And Nisuin is when they're husband and wife. And the Chiyuvim, Bein Ish L'Ishtoi, that's when they're Chal. So if it's a Knisa L'Beisoi, so how do you define Beisoi? How do you define his house? Does it, he has to own the house? Or no, any place that he has Rishus to bring her in, is that good enough? So the emes is, and you won't really find this in Kadmoinim, this Shaila. I don't know if how Negea it was Lemaisa, because, I mean, either they had the Chutz or the Beis HaKnesset, which belonged, the Goyin says, to the Shutfim, or then every person would go to his house, and that's where they'd have the Nisuin. But today you have the Nisuin in a Yichud room in a hall. So the Shail is, does it have to belong to you or not? So the emes is that most people are not makbid on this. They all, as long as the hall gives you rishus to go there, that's good enough. That's called you bring into a place we have rishus to go there. Now, if it's just acting as a husband and wife, l'mashal, according to the Rambam, this emesi yichud, or it's just to be b'mokum tzanua, could be it's unnecessary b'chlal, because as long as they're in a mokum where they're acting as husband and wife, that is genug to be an Isuin Zich, according to the Rambam, where it's a Yichud, which could be somewhat of a Hainan Eide Yichud in a Bia, which is a Yichud that leads to a Bia, that would possibly be an Isuin. But the Poshit Loshin of the Ran, Shetzorach Lachnisul Beisoy, so there are those that are Makbid, that it has to be Taka Beisoy, and the Mokoim Ha Yichud should belong to the Chosin. And L'chayr, the Mokam HaChupa also, the truth is that if you hold like the tour, that just to be under a designated area, L'chayr doesn't have to belong to him at all. But Yibal the Goyin writes that that is really was the Knisa L'Beisa, and it doesn't need to be the Mokam Yichud, or where there's something is locked and closed. So Mel Yibal, that was Alamol, the Minig Yisrael, to have the chuppah then, and that's when you say the brachis. So therefore, there are those that are makbid that the mokim ha-chuppah and the mokim ha-yichud should belong to the chosin. Now, viva Weizmann azam oifis. So, in Eretz Yisrael, they have halls. I know the Moshe, the Tamir hall in Eretz Yisrael. It's written already into the contract. In the contract that you sign, they've written that they're renting out the Mokam HaYichud and the Mokam HaChuppah to the Chassan. In halls in America, I haven't seen that, haven't heard about that. So the way to do it is, you push it, rent it out, the Chassan gives it pruta, you could rent it out for that time that he's there, for the few minutes that it takes, that the Mokam HaYichud and the Mokam HaChuppah should belong to the Chassan at that moment, in order to be makbid, to make sure that it's considered a knisa l'beisoi. So now another thing that needs to be known about nisuin is, does nisuin require eidim? Kiddushin, we know, require eidim. It's a gemara in kiddushin, the daf samach vav, amechei, amakadosh be'eid echad, is choshen l'kiddushim, ain choshen l'kiddushim abad, you need two eidim. But for Nisuin, it's not Pashid if you need Eidim or not. Rameya Simcha has a Shaila Bad and Or Sameach. Reb Chaim was of the opinion that you do not require Eidim for Nisuin. The Minig Yisrael is that you do require Eidim for Nisuin. It's considered Dovah Sheba Erva, and you need Eidim for Nisuin. Reb Chaim was the opinion that you only need Eidim for something that requires Das, and Nisuin only requires Kavana. We won't talk about what that means, but Mimela, you do not require Eidim. Now, if you do require Eidim, and the Minig Yisrael is to require Eidim, so then you would need Eidim for all the above stages if you want to be Makbid to make sure that the Kiddush, the Nisuin is Chal, and all the above stages, you would need Eidim. So for the Yichud room, everyone has designated Eidim. For the Chuppah, everybody's watching it, you have designated Eidim. You have the Eidim Kiddushin, so the Eidim Kiddushin would also be good. For the Eidim Nisuin, the only thing that doesn't normally have Eidim would be the Badekin. And then that, I know in Bris, they're makbid on this to make sure that the Eidim, there are Eidim also by the Badekin in case that is considered Nisuin, so then you would have Eidim. Now the obvious question you'll ask is, the Badekin is before the Kiddushin. So it's before the Kiddushin, how could that be Nisuin? Isn't it Kiddushin? And then afterwards Nisuin. First she has to belong to the husband, and then they can act as husband and wife. And the answer is, you look in the Rishonim Kiddushin Daf Yud, there's a long Ariches, and the Mishnah HaMelech talks about it. There are Rishonim that say you can have the Nisuin before the Kiddushin. Now don't make a mistake, that doesn't mean it's Chal before the Kiddushin. Avad, it's not Chal before the Kiddushin. You can't have a Nisuin before Kiddushin. You can do a Maisa Nisuin before the Maisa Kiddushin, and when you do the Maisa Kiddushin, then the Nisuin is Chal. So it doesn't mean that it's Chal before, it just means you can do the Maisa Nisuin and it will be Chal later on. The Mordechai says that's why the Nusach we say is Mekadesh Amo Yisrael De Chupa V'Kiddushin. It should be fakert. Aldei kiddushin v'chupa. Why is it chupa v'kiddushin? So if the Mordechai, the Minig Yisrael, was to do the nisuin before the kiddushin, and the chupa is following the Minig Yisrael. As a matter of fact, we have a minig. The day of the chasana, you don't say tachna. The chasana comes to shul, you don't say tachna. Now, first of all, kipshutoi, it's only if the chasana is on that day. Moshe chasana getting married at night, and he's there during the day, it's not the day of the chasana, you should say tachna. But the shail is, what's the bir hadavar? The prichadar says that even mincha before, the chasana is getting married at 6 o'clock, and you daven mincha at 5:30, you say tachna. Why? He wants to get married, he will be a chasana, but he's not a chasana now. So what's the bir? How come it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't say tachna b'yoyim chasana b'yoyim chuposa? Zok the Yeshua Siyankiv, that the minig was, if you look in, there's a sefer called Minhagei Varmaisa. And if you look in that sefer, you'll see, it's printed in Machon Yerushalayim, you'll see that the way they used to do it is, in the morning before Shachris, the Kala would come to Shul, and she'd sit in that, you know that big chair they have? She'd sit in the big chair, and the people would come, and wish a Mazel Tov, I don't know exactly what they would do there, and then the Chassan would do the Badekin in the Shul before Shachris. We do the Badekin, and then she'd go home, and he'd go home, and they'd come in the afternoon for the Chasana. Zok the Yeshua Siyankiv, that's why you don't say Tachnon, because the Maisa Nisuin was done already. So once the Maisa Nisuin was done, so it's already Meshach Shaichi to the Chasana, so Pmimela, then you don't say Tachnon. But Avada, if what we do now, Zok the Yeshua Siyankiv, since we do everything by the Chasana, so you should say Tachna. But Al-Kuponim, just bring this out to show that the minig was that first they did the Chuppah, and afterwards they did the Kiddushin. So you could do a Maisa Chuppah, and then have a Maisa Kiddushin.
So you just found this out, that to do the Maisa, there's a minig to do the Maisa.
That was the minig. That was Klaus the minig. That was Klaus the minig. In Ashkenaz, and then it was fine. In Ashkenaz. Might be. Well, let's go right there. So as far as Eidim are concerned, so we discussed Eidim by the Nisuin, Eidim by the Yichud, and Eidim on the Chuppah. Now what about the Eidim by the Cheder Hayichud? So the shaila is, what is the shear? that the Edom have to be there. So it's interesting to Zach. The first thing you need to know is there's a machloikis between the Haflah and the Beis Meir, whether the Edom need to be there for 1 second or they need to be there for a sheer beer. The Haflah says that as long as the Edom are there for 1 second, that's good enough. Because they saw Yichud. A Yichud is that they're together, a husband and a wife. As long as they're there for 1 second, Rav David Soloveitchik said, Rav Chaim held like that Misvar also. That if you need Edom, it's only for 1 second. As long as the Edom saw, that's a Yichud, Fartik. Then there's a Shear, but they don't need to see the Shear. The Shear is that just as far as the Issa Yichud is concerned. But for a Yichud of a husband and a wife, as long as this Yichud is good enough. The Beis Meir zok nishta. The Beis Meir says, Mali Zman, Mali Kach. The Beis Meir says, you have to see the whole Shear. And that is the Minig Yisrael to have Edom for a Shear Bia. How much is that? You can ask, I don't know, I've asked many people, they say from 2 minutes to 9 minutes, the Satna Rebbe said 9 minutes. I don't know, I was once in aid where David Soloveitchik was in Sadi Kedushin, and I asked him, how long do we need to stay by the Cheder Yichud? So he said, Azoivim Mefirtzach. So I said to him, and how long is that? And he said, Azoivim Mefirtzach. So if you want to know what you have to do, Azoivim Mefirtzach. How long is it? I don't know, 5-6 minutes, but that is only according to the Beis Meir. According to the Haflah, it's enough just to have the Edom for 1 second.
So the Edom don't have to see that, or at least feed it for the amount of it.
As long as they're there and they're in a mokum where they could be oichel v'shoisa, that's good enough. I don't think they need to mamu see nachilush see a betzina. It means they're in a place where that what? I don't think they have to actually see it. Oh. So now let's discuss the kedushin itself. So the kiddushin has to be done with the ring that's a shavuot. Now the Ramah brings down a minig that the Masad kiddushin asks the Edim, is the ring worth a pruta? Now the reason for that is because just in case there's some mistake, there's some toes, so we're assuming she has in mind just to be miskadish with one pruta. That's what the reason also, by the way, that Amor writes that the tznuos, a mechasser says pneihem, to show that they don't care how much the ring is worth. The ring's not interesting. They don't even have to see the ring. Lo man yet. As long as there's a ring, that's fine. So they cover the face so they can't see anything. That's why the veil that they put on really should be thick enough that they can't see the ring. So that's really the aside of what it is. So also the Masad, the Kiddushin asks that you should know that this has a pruta to show she only wants to be miskadish with one pruta, and that's it. So if she has a misconception of the value of the ring, that doesn't make a difference as long as it's worth a pruta. Now, what you need to know based on this is that the Kala needs to hear it. Many times you go to a chuppah and you'll see the Biyam Sa'ad Kiddush and he pulls the Edom aside and he'll say, is this worth a pruta? See, yeah, it's worth a pruta. The Kala's over there. She doesn't know what they're talking about. So that's not the proper way to do it. The proper way to do it is to bring to the attention of the Kala that this is worth a pruta. Now, I once had an interesting shaila. I had a chassan that came to ask me, it was a few months after his chassana, that I'm gefound. I don't know why this happened, but under the chuppah, the Masad Kiddushin asked him, what is the ring made out of? I don't know why a Masad Kiddushin would do that. The saying in Yiddish, mefrek des treif. The more questions you ask, the more trouble you're asking for. So he asked him, what is it made out of? And he told him it's made out of platinum. fine. But he Ayoim, this was in Eretz Yisrael, the Chasim was in Eretz Yisrael, came to America, learning here in Mikael, and he comes and he says, his wife looked at the ring, she sees it's made out of gold, it wasn't platinum. It's made out of gold, it's not platinum. The Vosh Tutman. So I told him, I think it's a very earnest Shaila, because even if the Masada Kiddush asked if it was worth a pruta, but she thought it was a pruta of platinum. And here, it's only a pruta of gold. Platinum is more chashuv than gold. So Mimela, it's irrelevant. The price, she needs to be maskim to the material also. Because I told him, this shayla is way over my head. Don't ask me the shayla. Go call Rabbi Yashiv. So he called one of the shluchim, and the person said to him, "Well, that's not a shayla b'chlal. I'm not even asking Rabbi Yashiv. It's pashut. It's not a problem because you said she said it's worth the fruit of." Anyways, he tried to call another shliach. He couldn't get in. He couldn't get into Rabbi Yashiv. They refused to ask the question, and that was it. So he ended up calling Rav Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg, who told him it's an Ernst Shail and he has to do over the Kiddush. So it's an Ernst Shail. He said this far. He said it's not the same material. So Mimele, you should do over the Kiddush. So this younger man went into Torah Tmima, Yeshiva in Brooklyn, pulled out to aid him, and he did over the Kiddush. Anyways, Al Kulpanim. So I'm just bringing this out. They asked me to say things in Masada Kiddushin. Don't ask too many questions because you're just asking for trouble. Just ask the questions for shteit in Ramah and more than that, frek men gonish. Now, there are some Masada Kiddushin that ask, is this ring yours? Does this ring belong to you? Now, I don't know what the purpose of that question is, but I know there are mamish anoshim gedoylem. I was just at a chasim two weeks ago, mamish, one of the cheshus to the shishivas in America, Tamachacha Muflin, he asked the chasim, is this your ring? I'm not sure what that is. There's no idos baldin on your own chafatzim that I'm moide, this is mine. The idos baldin is that you moide to somebody else, that you chayev him money. Now, if somebody comes and says, this doesn't belong to me, Lamashal, he's not Nemar. If I owe somebody $100, and I say, and this is my shtender, so the shtender doesn't belong to me. It's Mefurish Adin, it's Simen Sadi Tesser Shulchan Aruch. I'm not Nemar, because it's Becheskes me. So the reason we assume the money is his is because it's Becheskes. So if he says it's his or doesn't say it's his, I don't see what the nafkamin in the world should be. Was air tainit. Oh, this is Zaina, this is Nir Zaina. But Lamaisa, I've seen it. I've seen other Groyser Rosh Hashivas that asked this question. I don't understand why that question needs to be asked. What?
He doesn't have his own money.
You're saying it's.
His father is like.
Oh, we'll talk about how it became his. Right. So it could be they're just asking. I'll tell you, it could be they're just asking because they're afraid the father forgot to be maknet. So that's what I'm assuming. It's not Alpi Din Be'ez. They're afraid he didn't buy it. The father paid for it. And he forgot to be maknet. So Mele, he's afraid. Now, Be'emison, Alpi Din, even if he forgot, L'chur, it's not a problem. Chur, it's not a problem. Because it says if you're Shoyel, the old Shaila and a Sheila, you assume that if you're giving it to him, El Manas to get married, so obviously he's giving it to him, El Manas. As a din, by a lulav, if you pick up a lulav, he's not makne to you, and he knows the din, shteit and poiskim, that it's kelu, we assume that he's makne. But I can understand that if Ibald is getting married, Liesa says, we want to make sure that he's makne. But if he was makne already, there's no need, if you ask him, there's no need for the Edim to hear that this belongs to him, because either it is or it doesn't, but the fact that he said it is not going to make any difference. Now, the shaila is no taka, how does it belong to him? How does it belong to him? If a person doesn't make money, he's a bachar in yeshiva, and he's supported by his father, so how does it belong to him? So the emes is that a gadol, a samach al shulchan aviv, so a matana is a machlokes rishonim. If a matana goes back to the father or doesn't go back to the father. So Kipshuta, we rely on those Rishonim that hold that a matana, the father can give him a matana, and it doesn't go back to him. Mimela, that's why it belongs to him. V'ha'raya, I once asked Rabbi Yankel Shif this shayla, how can you be makne yelulav to your children if you hold, the Rabbi Natam Shita is, that a matana also goes back to the father. If it belongs to the father, so much or another, it goes back to the father. So how can any bacher be yoytze lulav or tzitzis? It belongs to the father, it's not his. So he told me, we're not going like this Rabbeinu Tam. So there are those that are makbid. There is one Eitzah. To be Yoitzah Rabbeinu Tam, if you want to be makbid on Kiddushin, there's a Shaila Mamash and Varam Chamurim, there is an Eitzah. There's a Mach Nefrayim that says that if you're if the father's maknet to someone else, to be Zoiche for his son, Al Menas She'ein Lacherim, including him, Rishus boy, so then it's Chal. If he gives it to his son, so Pasha doesn't have a yad to be koine. Baruch Be'er is a long arichas on these in Yonim, that he doesn't have a yad to be koine. He's talking about an Eved, but the same thing would be true here also. Masha Ein Kein, if you give it to an Acher, he has a yad to be koine, and he makes it tonight, it's not going back to him, so then it will belong to him. It's Mimela. In order to make sure, if somebody wants to be makbid on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the Eitzah is to be makbid to someone else, Amenas She'ein L'Rishus Boy, and then it will belong to the son and not belong to the father. Now the Eidim under the Chuppah, so there's a famous Ktsois that has a Shaila, why don't you say that Nimtza Echad Men Karv Apostol. The Machlok is showing him whether you say Nimtza Echad Men Karv Apostol by Eidus Re'iya or only by Eidus if he says the Haggad in Bezdin. So if you hold it by seeing alone, it's a Shaila Nimtza Echad Men Karv Apostol. So Frank the Ktsois, only the Ritvo asked him, the Ktsois is Marich. Every Chasana, there are people standing there, there are people there. So they're relatives. So every chasana should be pasul. So the Ktzoy says, based on the Ritva, that if a person is miyached edim, if he says, I want only they should be the edim, so then the other edim do not pasul, the kroivim do not pasul. He's designating these edim. That's why there are many Masadi Kedushin that will tell the chasan to be miyached edim. These are the only Edom, and the other Edom not, because then, according to the Ktzois, Ritzvah, you won't have a problem of Nimtza Echad Men Karav Apostle. Now there's another practical thing that has to do with the Edom under the Chuppah. Today it's a little bit better, but I was just an Eid a week, 2 weeks ago, and I get nervous from it. I get very, very nervous from it. When the photographer flashes, when he puts on the ring, it could blind the Edom. It could blind the Edom. Now, we'll talk about it in a minute. So what happens? So what if it blinds the Edom? And do you need to see the color? When I was once in the Sadi Kedushin by a Chasana, and I went over to the photographer, and I told him, Hetzchai, no pictures when the Chasana puts the ring on the color's finger. I said, but I know you need pictures for your album. So I have an Eitzah for that too. So when he finishes putting the ring, he'll leave his finger on the ring for a few seconds, and then you can snap as many as pictures as you want. So the photographer says to me, tell me, are you a brisker? I said to him, I don't know what that means. So he says to him, I said, why are you asking? So he tells me, because the last person who requested this was when I was a photographer in Yerushalayim 30 years ago, was Reb Beryl Soloveitchik. So since then, no one asked me for this. I was once an aide by a chasana, and I was blinded. I'm telling you the truth. The photographer blinded me. I'm asking you not to take any pictures. So now they have photographers that they don't have flashes. They have it's a little bit better than it was. But what happens if the aide does get blinded? So the din is azoi. There's a chuvis, there's an avni miluim that brings a marit. What happens if the edim see when he's about to put the ring on a finger, And then they didn't see as he put on the finger. A second later, they see it on the finger. There's no way that it got on her finger any other way, but they didn't see him put it on the finger. So Davin Miluyim starts, he says, he starts bringing Marit, that it's a problem, and he thinks that it's not a problem. Because he says, it's Anan Sahade is good enough, and this is like an Anan Sahade, so Mimele you have Eid. So if somebody does get blinded, L'chayr it should be totally on this. Now there's another shayla. Do the Eidim need to see the kala? So if the veil is shvach, so then they see the kala. But if there's a tak and em is the veil, so the shayla they need to see the kala. So in Yerushalayim, the minig is that they don't see the kala. In Bris, they're very makbid, they should see the kala. As a matter of fact, in the Anachasna, when I was an aide, David Soloveitchik, he pulls you in by the badekin, and he makes sure not only that you see the kala, but you can like recognize her. It's not when you see her for a split second, you don't exactly know who it is. He makes sure that you'll recognize her. But Al Kaponim, so the shaila is azoy. L'chura, Bishlama, you're telling me the Ketzoy says that he saw him about to put the ring on the finger, and then he sees it a second later, so he didn't see him putting it on the finger, so it's an ansade. But if he doesn't see the kala, so what is that? How is it chal? So you could say it's also an ansade. It's a chazaka. She sent out invitations, and she got dressed, and all her friends came, and she walked down the chuppah. It's also a sort of nansadi. But the nesivus and kilus yankus is a meridik asvara, and this case of not seeing the kal is much better than the case of the ketzois, where he didn't see the second that the chassan put the ring on the finger. Why? Says a meridik asvara. Says, the second she lifts the veil up, so then you see her. So the Edom saw Ruvain be Mekadesh this goof. So they saw. Now they didn't see at that second who the goof is, but they saw the, as long as the minute she picks up the veil, they see who she is. So now they know Lamafreya, when they saw it, they saw Ruvain be Mekadesh Leah. So they don't have to know her name. They don't know anything. So, but they know this is the goof who was Mekadesh, and they saw that. So that's Mamish Eidus. It's not like the case by the Ketzois where they didn't see the ring go on. You have to go into Anan Sa'adi. But they saw everything. They just didn't know her name. They didn't see the facial. They didn't see her facial expression. But they know who it is. So Mamele, that's good enough. Others hold not like that. Vibal Bishas Maisa, they didn't see it, and they only figure it out later. That's not good enough. But the Nesivus says that it works. What?
Stay up there to the end of the chuppah.
If they don't see her, then they have to stay till the end of the chuppah to see her. They have to see who it is. Now another in the Vegan, we don't really have much time left. We didn't really talk about the Ksuba, but another in of Edom is the Shaila, if the Edom have to see the Mesiras. So you'll see that they, in America, most Masada Kiddushin will make the Edom see the Chassan hand the Ksuba to the Kali. Really, Al Pidin, the Makar, is Nish Pashu Bechal. They say Rav Aaron Kotler was Makpin on it. I know in Bris they're Makpin on it. But the problem, the Shaila really is, what is the Ksuba? Ksuba is a Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya, that's anybody who learned Gittin, Ksubis, there's no such thing as having Eidim Mesir on the Shtar Raya. Even according to Rabbi Lezer, you don't need Eidim Mesir on the Shtar Raya. It's a Shtar Raya. So why would you need? So the Velt is over for a Baron Cutler that the Chassan needs to have Karka for Peroin HaKsuba. And Mimele sort of mechayiv himself in the Shibud, so therefore it becomes like a Shtar King. I don't know what this means, and I'm not sure I'm saying it over properly, because I heard bits and pieces from various people. And this chayiv is through getting married. This is just a raya that you and his chayiv. The only thing maybe it could be is about you say that your mishabit the kanoyu the osid on the lemikna, your mishabit also nechasim that you're going to buy later, maybe that would have some din of a shtar kinyan that would require eidim. But it's a shvera zach. Pashtus, as long as the shtar raya and you're mechayiv, you're mishabit yourself. You were mishabit yourself with the kabbalas kinyan before the chuppah. It's a little bit difficult. So there are those that say a whole different reason why you would require eidim for the ksuba. There's an Orchis Chaim that says that in case there's something wrong with the ring, you have the shayla with platinum and gold, the chveis, something went wrong with the kesef, so then it should serve as a shtar. Kiddush ishtar. Now, in order for it to serve as kiddush ishtar, so here it's already a shtar kiddushin, it's machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Elezer, so shayla af eidim asira karsi, so many rishonim hold that according to Rav Elezer, you need eidim asira, you pass it like Rav Elezer, so mimela, that's why the makbid, that just in case the kedushin doesn't work, so then the ksuba should work as a shtar kedushin. Now, harbe ha'oris there are in that. Number one could be the chasn kala need to know that. If they don't know that, so again, Rabbi Kiveg is a shayla. If you have in zin in one kedushin, you do a different kedushin as a chal. He has a shayla b'chup a koin. If you don't have it in zin, it was a chal. He's toilet on machlokes rishonim b'metzia. That's number one. But number two is, even if you work like that, today in 98% of the ksubis, it's all batel and mevotel, because they're all printed ksubis. You fill in, you pull it out of the computer, it's not lishma, a shtar has to be lishma. This is only in Amol, when they would write the whole ksuba, so then it could have been a shtar kiddushin lishma. Today it's not lishma, so mimel is devarim pshutim, that it's not a kiddushin, and it's garnish. Mimel it's shiver, it's a fashtein, lemaisa. That's the minig of most today, following the whatever Rabbi Kotler, the Piskarov, did. I don't really understand it, that it has some type of a din of a shtar kinyan to require eidim even on the Mesir Seksu. I'm just moving the time now.